You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Live as we all clear our throats along with Miss Karen. So glad you're listening. And I have David Francoeur in the studio, Karen Hubbard. And also we are blessed to have Chris Fogle with us this morning. And Chris, you're with the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And I want to make sure I have your mic on. Let's do a little test there.
Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
There we go. You're coming through loud and clear. Want to welcome all of you, our listeners, today. It is a little windy up and down the coast, and so please drive carefully as you're out on the roads, and we will have a little bit of information for you this morning in regards to some preparations that are going on in Martin County. If you're in Palm Beach County or St. Lucie, Indian River, one of the other counties, and you want to get some information to us, you could send that to WCNO at WCNO.com. Of course, we'll have all the FCC federal notices coming through here at the station. And keep in mind that all emergency notices are directly passed from WCNO to you, our listeners. And so we are a second stage receiver, and we communicate to a lot of other stations, TV, radio as well. But I want you to know, as a listener to this ministry, if there are tornadoes, there are emergency storm weather events, you will be notified. The program will be interrupted on this station, so we will keep you posted on that. Chris, we have some big events going on, and it's really great to have you with us today. And let's jump right into we're going to put a call out in just a moment. Why don't you give a bit of an introduction to what the Alliance is, and we're going to see if we can get a hold of our good friend Joaquin Moline to come on air, because he's going to be a guest speaker, I believe, at the upcoming event.
Yes, thank you. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance was really birthed a little over 6 years ago by Pastor Jim Way, and his vision was to bring not only the body of Christ together with pastors, but to also incorporate it with business leaders and civic leaders, because he felt if we could bring all of the leaders, both business, civic, and pastors, we could do much more together. And so this started about 6 years ago, and it has really grown very strong.
Can you hear me?
We're
going to go on air in just a minute. Stand by.
No problem.
And this December 11th at 6 o'clock at the Mid-Florida Credit Union, also known as the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, will be the 6th annual Christmas Proclamation Supper. And that will be 500 people that will be pastors, business leaders, and civic leaders. And what's incredible is it is paid for by sponsors. So the people that come to this will have a very elaborate meal, but there'll be music, prayer, fellowship, and more importantly, we are going to be blessed to have a very powerful man of God speaking that Sunday evening, and Pastor Joaquin Molina.
Let's welcome Joaquin Molina to the air. Are you able to hear us okay?
Yes. Good morning.
You're coming in loud and clear. That wind is not hindering you this morning. Joaquin, we welcome you to WCNO, and I think this is at least the second time we've had you on air. Chris Fogel, the executive director of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, is with us in studio, and we just want to talk a little bit about the event that's coming up.
Thank you. You guys be safe during this storm going by, in Jesus' name.
Amen. We receive that.
We receive it, brother. So, Pastor Joaquin, you're going to really bless us that night on December 11th at the Mid-Florida Civic Center. And as the sixth annual, the speakers that we've had in the past, the very first was the mayor of Lake Wales, which was a powerful testimony of bringing blacks and whites together in a city that was torn in Florida. And that was our first. And then since then, we've had Bishop Nunes from Baltimore, Pastor J.C. Church from Ohio, Bishop Larry Jackson from Charlotte, and last year, a businessman named Kelly McAndrew from Tennessee. And we just are blessed by the level of God-blessed talent that blesses the Treasure Coast and inspires us all to come together, because we are much better together. When the pastors can sit at a banquet and be surrounded by business leaders and civic leaders that are there to give them support, it just shows the power of the body of Christ when we come together.
Now, Chris, we had... we had the blessing of a men's conference, and Joaquin Molina was a part of that. So many of our listeners haven't met you yet, and so why don't you just give us a little thumbnail about what you do, where you're located, and what God's doing in your life, and so our listeners kind of have an idea of what's coming up here at this proclamation dinner.
Well, I feel so honored to be amongst the group of men that you've invited in to speak to the community leaders and to the civic leaders. And I commend you and applaud you and celebrate the fact that you're bringing in men that are gifted to be able to shower your community with vision and understanding. I'm part of a wide international and national men's ministry. That's how Stand Courageous at the FRC came across us. They made us part of their keynote speakers in 2019. Because of the notoriety of our intensity with regards to creating champions. When we're talking about civic and community leaders, we're talking about men who carry the shoulder of responsibility in their community. And not everybody wakes up early, and not a lot of people go to bed late at night. Not a lot of people study. Not a lot of people prepare and are experienced and faithful. So to have all these men and women that are leaders in our community to come together to celebrate this gala that's coming up is an opportunity to unite everyone in one direction. And sometimes what I've seen over the past 10 years that I've been working with respect to coming into many communities throughout the United States, because that's what the FRC does. It goes to every city in the United States and does a men's conference calling the leaders to toe the line and take responsibility and to encourage them to champion these expressions. Well, it seems to be that a lot of people get caught into the financial economics of community, business leaders, investments, buying buildings, investing in different industries. And what happens is that they forget family. And I want to come with a compelling presentation at the gala where we say, listen, take note of the fact that the three wealthiest men in America, Jeff Bezos with Amazon, Bill Gates with Microsoft, and Elon Musk with Tesla, all lost their wives last year. And that's called the fragmentation of family. And when you lose family, the Bible says a house divided will not prosper. So community prospers to the extent that the family prospers. And if we're not teaching men how to be exemplary husbands, loving husbands, and exemplary fathers, we lose our communities. Now, one of the most prosperous aspects of a community is if we touch these, what they call hallmarks of life, and able to champion our marriage relationship, our family relationship, and steward the economics of the provision that's coming in the house. So I believe it's going to be a divine appointment that night. This is our gift. This is our flywheel. When men leave our presentation, they say, we didn't receive information. We're actually we received transformation. And it's compelling, because when a house prospers, a marriage prospers, a family prospers, then the community becomes great. And there's no telling that Port St. Lucie and that whole area of the Treasure Coast will become a highlight in the nation, because you're getting this download from heaven. One of my favorite verses is Genesis 18:18, where God appears to Abraham and says, listen, I'm going to make you a great and mighty nation. And we said, how do you become a great and mighty nation? And the next verse, verse 19, he says, because you're going to concentrate on raising up your children and family and household in the commandments of the Lord. So that's the mystery and the secret to success, is we want vibrant families. And there's no better prayer on earth than your wife praying for you to prosper at work. And I've said in my career as an attorney in South Florida for the past 25 years, my experience tells me that the largest fortunes that have been lost upon the earth are husbands that don't listen to their wives. So that goes along with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, because it says, if you don't treat your wife well, if you don't honor her, then your prayers are hindered. So I have a lot of these nuggets of wisdom that I've been pursuing for the past 39 years, and now we've written a book called What is a Man? Which nuggets of wisdom. We just got back from Warsaw, Poland, where they invite us for the last 4 years. The president, Duda, and his father, who's Professor Duda at the university, they are part of Tato.net, which is a father and son conference, and they've been bringing us for 4 years because of the compelling witness, part of impartation of God's spirit and understanding. So I'm looking forward to our time in the Treasure Coast, and I applaud you again.
Well, we are certainly looking forward to having you deliver the word that God puts on your heart. And we had the opportunity to experience your presence in our community several years ago when we had Stand Courageous at the Civic Center. And what was incredible about that day was we were really in the heart of COVID. And we had about 600 men and sons come to the Civic Center, and lives were transformed.
Amen.
And the impact on the men that came today said, we want what he has, and can you bring him back? And so we are so honored and humbled to have you come back to the Treasure Coast and really have an impact, not just on the men that were there, but on business leaders and civic leaders and pastors to really understand what we really need in this country, and that is family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we were in Oregon, we were invited into Oregon to do both a men's conference and then 6 months later a marriage conference. And they have a scourge in their city there in Eugene, Oregon, where they have a large community of homeless people. And it's just a problem because there's no infrastructure for bathrooms and showers and all the needs that this community needs. And as I was going by a large community, the Lord says, listen, Joaquin, make sure you tell Eugene, Oregon, they don't have a homeless problem. They have a family-less problem, because these people that are on the streets are people who have distanced themselves from family like the prodigal son, and they're outside of their the unit of family. They have aunts, uncles, They have cousins. They have children. A lot of them have fathers and parents in churches, and they're just absconding in a negligible manner to not honor family. And Proverbs, Psalm 68, verse 6 says that the secret to prosperity is family. It says he puts the individual in family, causing them to prosper, but the rebel will dwell in a dry land. That means if you resist family, you're resisting the formula and recipe of God for prosperity in life. And so we see that out of the Ten Commandments, God concentrates the first four, talking about our relationship with him, not have any image before him, keep the Sabbath, make sure these four commandments that direct our hearts towards God are lined up. But number five of the Ten Commandments says, honor your father and mother, so that everything will go well with you and you'll enjoy a prosperous life. And I believe a large part of the homeless community, which we're going to call family-less, they have subtracted themselves from family, the church family included, are the reasons why they are destitute and deprived of the blessing of the provisions that they would otherwise have if entered into a sentiment to honor family, honor the church, double honor pastors. Their homelessness would be resolved in 2 seconds.
Joaquin, you might have a web page. People are listening right now and people are tuning in, so we have new listeners that didn't catch what's coming up. And so if you can give people some information on how they can follow up in regards to the book, how they can get a hold of maybe you or your church, however that's handled. And then, Chris, we're going to be back to you, and we're going to need to give the dates again because we are kind of running out of time for this segment. Joaquin.
Absolutely. We're going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Gala in December. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a fabulous night. It's going to be over 500 community leaders, civic leaders, police department, fire department. Just, it's going to be powerful. And I will give a presentation that night that will be transformational. Bring your sons. Make sure you have tables, purchase. And we're going to sow into the community something that will be world-changing. Our website is whatisaman.com. I've written a book called What Is Man? It took me 32 years to write, how man could champion life as a husband, as a father, as a family man, as a business leader, and as a patriarch, because that's the end-all, be-all. That just like Abraham, God says, in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So that's our calling. Joseph learned in Egypt that he was not only a servant and a leader and ruler and governor, but Genesis 45:8 says he became the father of Pharaoh. That means he fathered nations. And I believe these community leaders in this Treasure Coast area are going to be chosen by God to lead the nation by example. You will prosper to levels unlike any other community because you're being exposed to that dew of heaven that comes to prosper and flourish and thrive in the midst. They said that in the midst of the famine, Joseph had abundance. And I declare this for the Treasure Coast also. You will not be deprived of great abundance as you steward your time, your talents, and your treasure for the glory of God. So we're honored to be with you that night with Chris Vogel and the rest of the team there at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
Yes, I thank you again, Pastor Joaquin. For the listeners, whether you're business, civic, or pastors listening, you say, how do we register? To register online, it's simply www.tccalliance.com/Christmas-proclamation. That gets you directly to the site. And for many of you that want to have your own table of 10 people, a $500 check can reserve a table for you, and those we can take checks or credit cards. The checks are made out to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, or abbreviated TCCA, and those checks can be sent to my attention at 2112 South U.S. Highway 1, Suite 201, Fort Pierce, Florida, and that zip code is 34950. You can also call us at area code 772 324-9313. And we really recommend that you make your reservation soon, because once we get to that limit of 500, we cannot take any more. And unfortunately, last year we were in a position where we had to turn some people away because we were already at capacity. So please make your reservation soon. Again, phone number 772-324-9313. And the direct website to get you right into the Christmas proclamation is www.tccalliance.com/Christmas-proclamation.
All right. And if you own a business, you are a person of faith, a Christian, and you want to connect with other believers in the body of Christ, you're involved in local government in some capacity, then you're going to want to be a part of this. If you are a pastor or you are on a board of a church, make sure your pastor knows about this event and that you actively sort of sound the alarm and get the key people in your congregation involved, because God is doing a great thing right here in the Treasure Coast of Florida, wherein we are learning to lift up Jesus together, not just individually, but together.
Amen.
We're learning how to encourage, promote, build up, and strengthen the body of Christ together, and we're learning how to reach out through the love of Christ to the lost. And so we want to thank all of you who have been listening to Wednesday Live. We will continue. We have some announcements at this time, and we're going to move on. And so we have some other guests that are coming in. Chris, I want to thank you for joining us. Pastor Joaquin Moline, we want to thank you for joining us as well. God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you. All right.
December.
Okay, God bless. God bless. Karen, you have some announcements that we need to get out to our people in light of events and the storm that's coming up?
That's right. The Veterans Day Parade that was scheduled in Stuart has been canceled this Friday. The Veterans Day Parade and the ceremony is canceled.
That was for the 11th?
That was scheduled for Friday, November 11th.
Friday, November the 11th. So that is canceled.
Yes.
Due to the storm.
Correct. And then also the Bible reading marathon, which is also starting at noon on Friday. The Bible reading is still scheduled as they had planned.
Okay.
But if the city calls it off due to the weather, then they're going to make other arrangements to have that. Hold that at another place. They will continue to do the Bible reading marathon as
either way
planned.
It's going to take place.
Correct. And if you have any questions about the Bible reading marathon, you can call Joanne at 561-670-0469. Again, that's the Bible reading marathon, Friday, starting at noon.
What was that number one more time?
Joanne Rodriguez, 561-670-0469.
All right, we do have shelters that have been opened in Martin County, and there is if you go to the Martin County website, you can pull up current information. You can find out about the shelters. I believe that that they are open at this time. And there's a lot of guidelines there, just some general information, what to bring to the shelter, what not to bring to the shelter. And part of what you cannot bring are your pets, drugs, alcohol, or firearms. So I saw what you can't bring. But there's, you can bring your children. You can bring, but you need to bring along food supplies, diapers, blankets, things like that if you have young children. You can bring non-perishable food for those with special diets. And, of course, any medications that you may need, toiletries, etc., bedding, pillows, identification, books, magazines, quiet toys. These are some things you might want to keep in mind if you're looking to get into a shelter. And so there also are some special needs shelters that are available. And so as you look at and you're kind of watching, stay informed about what's going on. And, of course, we will try to keep you posted here through your Good News Station as well. All right, we do have Ma and Paul, and we're going to welcome them to the microphones right now at this moment because we have some other guests that are getting ready to come into the studio. We have John Nelson and a guest that he is bringing in today, and so we're looking forward to hearing about what all God is doing with that ministry, Families Recover. You know, when folks sink roots in a place, they've made a profound investment. One that's not just a physical investment, but their heart's also gotten involved, too. The longer they live in that place, the investment expands in depth as well as breadth. Ma and Paul have been on their farm for several decades, but now they're both in their early 70s. Chores that once were a breeze now seem to take a lot of effort. While they still enjoy working the farm, their bodies are suggesting they consider a different lifestyle. Today, Ma starts the conversation, one that could lead to significant change.
Hey, Pa, come up here on the porch and set a spell. I got something I want to discuss with you.
All right. You know, I could use a little rest anyway. I've been baling hay for 2 hours, and them bales are getting a mite heavy. You know, old Alfred Pinesmocker baled so much hay in his life that he came up with a rare medical condition, hay baler's twitch.
Hay baler's twitch? I don't believe I ever heard that before.
Well, you know that when the baled hay comes out of the machine, you got to pick it up and throw it on a pile of bales. So after many decades of doing that, your body don't forget it. So every now and then, and for no apparent reason, your body will just twitch to the right or to the left, depending on which direction you used to throw the hay.
Pa, are you sure about that? I had never heard of such a thing. Although, I think I might be developing a condition called Farmer's Wife's Eyebrow Jerk. Because every time you tell one of your stories, my right eyebrow jerks up. The more fanciful a story, the more time it jerks.
You know, I've noticed that. I thought you might be having some kind of muscle spasm. I figured I'd suggest you visit one of them chiropractors downtown. Oh, they could give that eyebrow a real good massage. Maybe even use one of their machines to get an electric shock to them muscles.
You know, passing a few volts through your tongue might be a good therapy for your stories, Pa. But anyway, let's get back to why I wanted to talk with you. You ever thought of someday maybe selling the farm and getting a smaller place? You know, some place where we don't have to work so hard every day to keep everything going?
You know, Ma, on some rare occasions, such a thought has tiptoed across my mind. Why, just last week when that ostrich attacked the tractor.
What? What about an ostrich?
Oh, I guess I forgot to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old Bentley Frebelmacher started raising ostriches in his pasture, and that borders our West 40. Oh, he said their meat is lean and tasty, and one of their eggs will feed a family of four for breakfast.
Well, how did one of them attack you? Ain't they on the other side of the fence?
Yeah, they are. This is how it was. I stopped to look at one of them, and the vision of that big bird and them tiny little wings just got me to laughing. I guess that ostrich took umbrage at my jocularity, so it backed up, ran real fast, and jumped over the fence. Well, I put the tractor in gear and tore out of there. But you know, them ostriches, they can move faster than the average tractor. I had to swerve all over the field. I nearly turned over twice. All the while, this ostrich is screaming, and trying to bite my head off.
Oh, goodness, Pa. Well, I'm glad you didn't get hurt.
Me too. So, anyway, that day, I wondered about selling the farm.
You know, I know it's not an easy idea to consider, Pa. I mean, you know, we got quite a lot of memories tied up with this land. We built nearly every structure on the property. We raised all our kids here. Why, right on this very porch, we'd talk about our dreams for the farm.
Yeah. I remember the time I wanted to raise the world's biggest watermelon. I had a dream to grow it as big as a small house. So when I harvested it, we could take out the fruit and give the husk to Habitat for Humanity.
Well, I think that dream was more than a bit audacious, Pa. But we know that dreaming is important, and often God's desires are discovered in our dreaming. That may actually be the issue here for us, Pa. Think on this for a minute. Is God telling us that we're done dreaming here? Maybe he has another place for us to go. Another place to take our dreams.
My, that is very profound. A good guideline for discernment. And you know, there's another thing to consider. We don't really need to farm this here land. True, we enjoy the income from it. But our Social Security and my pension are more than enough to keep us going. And most of the farming income goes to keep equipment working anyway.
Yeah, you're right, Pa. But now that we're getting deeper into this subject, there's a spiritual and emotional part that I'm more aware of. And frankly, it's something I'm not sure I want to get rid of right now.
Like when I plant them seeds. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Like when I plant them seeds and then see those new sprouts pushing their way out of the earth. Oh, no matter how many times I've done that, it never gets old to see new life popping out of the dirt.
Yeah. You know, and when I go into the hen house to collect eggs, all them hens cooing and clucking always fills my heart with joy. I like all the work we do to keep them contented. You know, and those eggs seem like gifts.
And I get a pure sense of accomplishment when I wrestle with fixing the tractor or any of our equipment. All the sweat and strain seems to melt away when I'm done and everything is working smooth again.
Yeah, and I still love cooking for you and our family and all them other folks that come over on the holidays. It's a lot of work, and sometimes cleaning up can be a drudge. But at the end of the day, I got a big, warm, fuzzy in my spirit.
Well, glad to hear that. You know, Ma, it sounds an awful lot like we're not ready to give up on our dreams for this place. I mean, listen to us. Our hearts done got swelled up just over some of our best memories of being on this land. I don't think we're ready to move just yet.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Pa. In fact, I just thought up a chocolate and strawberry pie that I want to enter into the country fair next year. And then my vegetable garden needs to be expanded because folks want more of the produce that we sell at the flea market.
And I've got to put an extension on the hen house. We can put another 10 hens in there and really amp up our egg production. And maybe I could buy a mating pair of ostriches from old Bentley.
What? After your egregious ridicule of that ostrich, I'll bet them birds talk amongst themselves, and the story of your unkind mocking will not go well for you.
I guess you're right, Ma. That would end up being more of a nightmare than a dream anyway. But you know, all this talk about dreams reminds me that when we seek intimacy with God, He gives us abounding dreams. Remember Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Absolutely. So now I'm going to go get lunch together, because I'm dreaming of a big tuna sandwich with potato chips and iced tea.
Well, I've been dreaming about barbecued ostrich eggs. Legs.
Well, not all of our dreams come true, but the dreams of our hearts, those God put there, will always be born as we grow close to Jesus and listen for His voice. The Scriptures encourage all of us to dream big. None of God's dreams are tiny. God's dreams that He gives us are the beginning of great moves of His Spirit in and through us. God has given each of us dreams, desires in our own hearts that He wants to become a reality. Don't let the devil steal your dreams. Seek the Lord's revelation of how the dreams He has given you can be born, giving you a hope and a future. Well, there we have it. Ma and Paul, thank you so much for joining us today in the studio. And we do have John Nelson that is ready to come in, I believe, with guests. And we're going to bring John to the microphone right away quick. Want to just remind you that we do have I don't know if it's turned into hurricane yet, but Tropical Storm Nicole, I need to say this right, Tropical Storm Nicole, maybe there's an update I haven't caught, but we do have some announcements coming out from Martin County, and as of yesterday evening, actually, there were already voluntary evacuations open beginning 8 a.m. This morning. So, you know, if you're out on the Barrier Islands, that would be Hutchison Island, Jupiter Island, Sewell's Point, If you're in a manufactured or mobile home, as well as maybe homes in low-lying areas, you may want to think about getting into a shelter. All right, we are kind of running out of time this morning, so we are trying to get our gang together here. All right, John Nelson, welcome, welcome, welcome. Grab a mic and let's get you in here, and let's this is such important information that we have today, and John, having you and your guest is so important that even in the midst of a little bit of wind outside, I know everyone's looking for a kite right now.
Bring it on.
John, welcome, welcome. Introduce the guest that you have with you today, and let's get right into this conversation.
A dear friend of mine, Kellyanne Conway, and we've known each other for quite a while, share the same background as far as where we were and where we're at today. And
okay.
You know, I just find that it's hard to get females younger coming out of that world to go out and talk about what they've been through and what God's done in their life. And she's just thriving. They're street witnessing. They're just...
That's awesome.
God is the controller here.
That's awesome.
And, so
now, you have some events coming up. Let's get those dates and information out. Then let's get right into the discussion you want to share.
Well, December 23rd, we're taking 75 people down to Miami Heat. We work with a lot of foster kids.
How many?
75.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big carload.
Yeah. And we use 50 of those will go to foster kids. We raise the money for the kids can go down.
That's awesome.
We raise more money so they can have money in their pocket. You know, God says go to the lost.
Yeah,
and who better than a foster kid that's been tossed away?
Reach out, touch him.
You know, we just had a six-year-old dropped off from Georgia to her grandma. I can't fathom that.
Yeah,
but that kid's better off where he's at today than he was 2 weeks ago in a meth and amphetamine-filled house.
Yeah, so he's in a safe place.
And so he's going to be going with us. You know, it's trying to get people back on the right track. That's what we're here for.
Amen.
Then we got another golf tournament working on. March again, and you know our Mr. Masters, who likes to dress really good, will probably wear pink this year.
He is our WCNO dress mascot.
That guy put him right dresses up. Better. I need to take him with me to the store.
There you go. Yeah, they can learn something.
We're working on a center that we're teaming up with in Rincon Beach, which is by Santa Barbara. We're going to be doing a foster kids surf contest out there next year.
Excellent.
So, we got good stuff going.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, Kelly, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Say hello to, a couple million people out there.
Hello, everybody. It's so nice to be able to be here. I'm very grateful.
Kelly, it's great to have you with us. What's a little piece of your God story?
So, actually, I met John 4 years ago when I came into the program. Really, it was a dark time. So, I'll kind of make it quick, but... I had come in, basically, I was at my bottom. I had a fiance who had brain cancer, and I didn't handle it well. He was on his deathbed. He was, he was physically sick. I was spiritually sick.
Wow.
And I couldn't control him. I couldn't control what was happening. And it just took me to a bottom. You know, I went in, I got really heavy into drugs, and I really felt like I was out of control, So I wasn't a part of his life at the end. The family, they had to make a decision and, have me removed because I wasn't going anywhere. And it really took me to a place of desperation where I wanted to end my life. I didn't want to live anymore. The pain was so great that I figured if I could just keep doing drugs and if I would die, then it would be better than what I was living in.
Mm.
And, I wasn't able to go to that funeral. I wasn't, there was a lot of things that took place. I got sober. I was 34 days sober when Lenny died. And I had a decision to make. Either I'm going to live for God and I'm going to do the right thing, or I'm going to go back out and I'm going to die. And I just chose one day at a time. And so what wound up happening was I wound up meeting people in the program. I got a sponsor. I wound up really working with somebody who shared the truth and the love of God. She was living kingdom, and I was seeking kingdom. I knew about God,
powerful.
But I didn't know him, really, because my life was out of control. I was godless in a lot of areas, and I really thought I knew him. But when it was brought to my attention that the drugs, the drinking, the sex, the stealing, everything was not who God had called me to be, that there was another way to live, then I really wanted it. I saw it in another person, and so... What happened was this journey of healing for me. And even though it's been, it's been 4 years, there was a time recently where we had a really good friend, Cindy, that was murdered in Jensen Beach. And she was a part of the group that my sponsor runs, Kingdom Recovery. Mm-hmm. She was a leader in Kingdom Recovery and Coffee with Christ. And it brought up a lot of stuff for me, like with Lenny dying. And I had to deal. It started to deal with me. And so lately, God has been taking me through this journey of really getting to the root of some of the fears that I've been living in, even in 4 years of sobriety. Fear of being hurt, fear of somebody dying, fear of abandonment. You know, like I was under the influence of a lot when I came in, not just substances, but emotions and fears. But even after being sober and living for God, there were things that I had not tapped into. I basically shut people out. I became very rigid and very cold and very, very hard. I didn't mean to be, but it was my way of self-preservation. You know, so as the Lord started healing me and dealing with me, there's been a freedom in my life that I've experienced lately as I really let him in and deal with the areas that I've been so petrified to let him in. You know, our heart has chambers. There's many rooms.
Yeah.
There was a specific room that I wouldn't let him in, and that was, you know, the loss and the relationship, that room.
Yeah.
You know, really being free to love. And as he started healing me recently, I have tapped into another dimension of loving that I didn't even know was possible because I've never experienced it.
Mm.
And he's really just been showing me it's okay to be free in him. I can love people. What's the worst that could happen? They die, they betray me, they abandon me, they reject me, but he'll never leave me or forsake me. He has perfect plans for me. And all I can say is that as this process has taken place, I've been able to help more people because I've been able to love them deeper. Like I can share my testimony and, you know, how I came out of something. And even though it could have destroyed me, I didn't let it. You know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to give us life and life more abundantly. He's been very patient with me for 4 years. I got into a lot of like, almost like religious. I was like, this is how it has to be. It's no other way. This is it. And people were like, okay, Kelly. You know. And now he is really young. John knows. He witnessed it. You know, a lot of people witnessed it, but they loved me through it and they let me walk with God the way that he's, you know, wanting to walk with us. And they let me be free. And in that process, the healing that's come has been nothing short of a miracle. Like, I don't even recognize myself today.
It's awesome.
You know, but she talked for that freedom just happening, but she doesn't talk about the footprint that got her to that point. The working in the jails, the witnessing the women, the Bible studies on a weekly basis, the coffees with Christ. I mean, there's so much more to the story.
A lot in the journey.
It got her to that point of healing.
You know, John, this is going to be like a full 30-minute interview on another day because we have just, you told me this was going to be powerful.
Powerful.
And
we got a friend that she actually ministers with. It'll be a Jimmy John Masters threesome like that.
That's night. Awesome.
You know,
that's
and
awesome.
That was a powerful day to have a bank robber. Me and someone else in
it
the
was
studio.
Powerful.
It was powerful.
It was powerful.
And we need more of that, even though with the way things went with the votes here in Florida, we need him more now than ever.
Yeah, we do.
More now than ever.
John, people are just tuning in, and you are very much a part of our station, our ministry, and we kind of consider you a part of our family. And so,
thank
Kelly,
you.
We give you the open door invitation as well.
Oh, thank you.
Because
thank you so much. You
have an awesome heart for the Father, and you have a gift to share that story. And it's anointed, and it's touching people's lives today. John, for those who don't know you, we still have like maybe four or five minutes. Just give us a snippet of who you are, how people can get a hold of you, and how people can be a part of the answer rather than a part of the problem.
Well, we started Families Against Drunk Driving 10 years ago. It was put on my heart through family tragedies. And we soon added familiesrecover.org because of the heroin overdose, which is even bigger prevalent today than ever. And then we added human trafficking. We talked about my tragedy there. And but there's victory. You know, the prevention, the education, and of getting to these people before the drugs get to them. I just talked to a grant writer on the phone before I came in. It's tough. Mm-hmm. But you got Kelly's story, which she really only touched a small part. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Why do we want to get to people?
Yeah.
Well, first off, we don't want you to go through what I went through or what she went through.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, some of the churches and the parents and the rehab centers, they're just not doing it. So, you know, I give my personal phone number on this air for 2 years.
Yeah. Anybody call you?
I get calls.
Yeah, sure.
And it's from parents that are usually talking about what they can do to kill their kids because they don't realize that tough love's the only answer. What do you mean take them and put them out of my house?
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. I mean, you know, I'm on the station with you guys as often as possible. And, you know, we like to do events and we like to do kids and we like to get to them.
Yeah.
And it's one day at a time and it's stories like Kelly's. You know, we have a hard time, even in the AA program, getting women.
Yeah.
because they'll get in a relationship real quick and all of a sudden they're not doing the service work to go talk. Kelly's been going to the jails forever talking to women.
Yeah, it's good.
We need more women. Amen. We need more people.
Amen. Yeah.
We need more people.
And we need more women, too, that are living purity. Yeah. You know, that you can, when you're mentoring and you're working with women.
You said living how? Please say that again
purity,
right into the mic.
Living pure. Purity. That. Well, when you're living a pure life before God, you consecrate your body to Him, and He has all of you. And when He has all of you and the contents of it, He can use that vessel. So He uses me today. I put down sex. I will not be having sex until I'm married. I share that with women. A lot of people don't like it. That's okay. This is where God has called me to be. But that was an addiction for me. Sure. And I'm not okay living in sin anymore when I've tasted and seen the kingdom of God and the freedom that I have in Him and the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't have to grieve the Holy Spirit ever again if I don't want to. And so when I get to work with women, I get to be an example to them that you can live pure before the Father. Amen. You can live pure in an impure world. You can be a vessel. You can be used by Him. And you can know your worth and your value. And that's, for me, it's the most important thing because, you know, we're in a sinful world. And we don't, sometimes we don't know we're loved. And just to be loved to another woman, to say, you know, it is okay to live this way. And if you lose people, you lose people. It's okay. They probably shouldn't be in your life anyway. That's right. There is a way to hold yourself as a godly woman and your values. And you don't have to compromise ever again if you don't want to. I couldn't do that when I was living, you know, not in sobriety, when I wasn't living for God, right? But now that I am, I can do that because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And He's changed my heart. I just want to serve Him more than anything. And I want Him to use me. And as He does use me, other women get to experience that freedom.
Amen.
Wow.
Yeah, no power.
She is a whole hour by herself.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
If there's no purity, there's no power.
That's
so
right.
Then we have programs. And programs without purity, there's no power. Mm-hmm. And so you're really getting into some serious stuff. John, we can't cover this in 15 minutes. Can you give your information again? You have some stuff coming up. And then just lead us in a time of prayer. There are a lot of people listening today who may be in the same position where you were, Kelly, or maybe where you are today. And then there's families that are like, what can we do? And so we really want to give the Lord an opportunity to touch people's hearts and at least start that response. You can say yes today. You can say, right. I'm going to do something now. I'm going to make a call. I'm not going to have another Christmas like my past. It's right. Time for a new beginning in my life. And God's calling right now, John.
Okay, we got familiesrecover.org. It's 772-285-5828. We do advertise that on this radio station. It's a drug and alcohol and education and human trafficking prevention program. Anything to do with kids and family and or adults. And I'm going to hand the mic over to Kelly because I want her to pray us out.
Good. Good.
Okay. Father, we just thank You for this time. We just consecrate it to You. We just thank You for every heart that has been listening, that we just pray, Father, that You would just touch them right where they are.
Thank
we just
you,
send
Jesus.
Ministering angels to minister to each person right now, spirit, soul, body, heart, mind, and will. We cancel the assignment of the enemy over their lives and their families' lives right now, and we just ask right now for a fresh indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
thank
a fresh
you,
anointing from You, Father
thank
God,
you,
that You would give us dreams and visions and impressions, that You would continue to convict us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that we would be used by You as You see fit, as Your willing vessels to go out and bring Your glory on earth as it is in heaven. We love You. We praise You. We give You all the glory and honor, and we just thank You for this time. We just give it back to You, and we just say, God, have Your way in us. We love You. We honor You, and we just pray healing right now. Wherever people are that are listening, I just release
Amen.
Peace
Amen.
Into you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
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 Wow.
We got to give her all an hour.
Yeah. I know. Well,
don't tempt me with a good time.
Karen, you need to get her number. She might be able to drop some WCNO spots out there too. Listen, we want to have you. We want to have you back, John, real soon.
Yes. Soon.
And please bring Kelly back and whoever else you're bringing.
Yeah.
And let's keep this before the people because we're talking about revival a lot here
That's
in
right.
this station because we're confident that is the heart of God, and Jesus said that. We should pray that there would be harvesters, laborers sent out into the harvest field. And so that's where we are. And when people hear that there's fruit, you're fruit.
That's right.
When people hear there's good fruit, and there are people that are saying yes to God, there are people that are saying yes to follow Him. That is awesome. And we want to encourage many others to go out and share the seed. Throw the seed. Give it out. Tell the story.
In your own home.
Yeah, yes. Start there.
Start in your own home.
Start.
And you guys know about Miracle on the Water, right?
We do. Coming.
Okay, praise God. We'll be there.
Give the dates.
Amen.
Give the
date. November 12th through the 18th, and we will be there.
Fort Pierce.
Fort Pierce, 601 Seaway Drive, Causeway Cove Marina.
Say that one more time, because you say things really fast.
601 Seaway Drive, Causeway Cove Marina. Yeah, I have to slow down a little bit. Right. Working on it.
No, don't slow down. You're on track for God, and we thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And so, again, you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. We have a few minutes. I have the Grossmans that are with us. We have Jeff and Paula. Let's bring them on in. We're talking about a great event, Shoeboxes, getting ready for Christmas and getting the word of God out. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Love these guys. I don't even get to give them a hug. I give them a hand hug. All right. So, Karen, any more news? Did you come up with anything else? We want to encourage people to stay safe, stay informed. You do have one piece of
We do have
a mail.
Just one piece of mail as the Grossmans are coming in. This is from Winifred, our wonderful supporter
of
the station.
Wonderful friend. Yep.
She said, I pray today that the Lord our God bless and keep you. Please pray for my husband who is on chemo, that all will be well. Enclosed is a gift of $50 in Jesus' name. May God continue to bless you all as you carry out his wonderful works in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, Father, we just lift up Winifred's husband as he's on chemo. Father, we just ask for complete healing, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father, that you would deliver him and set him free from all his afflictions, because that's the promise in your word, Lord, that you deliver your people from all their afflictions. And we speak your peace over him today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Welcome.
Thank you.
Jeff and Paula Groza, both of you. I didn't expect to see both of you. Welcome. Now, you all have been involved, I know, a long time doing awesome things with Shoeboxes. Tell us about it and what's getting ready to happen.
All right. We're getting ready from November 14th through the 21st. We're going to be collecting shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child, Samaritan's Purse, where these boxes go out and children receive Jesus as Savior because of them.
It's absolutely amazing. I'll tell you, Paula, when you were in sharing the last time about the percentage of people that are brought to Christ through this has got to be one of the devil's biggest nightmares.
35% of the children that receive this box receive Jesus as their Savior.
That's awesome.
They go through a 12-week discipleship program that helps lead their families and their friends to Jesus. So the 35% are just the original children that
receive that's
it.
First level.
That's exactly. And that's why I'm here, because that's, I think, the most efficient ministry that I've seen that leads children and their families to Jesus. So that's why we're involved.
Tremendous. Okay, so we have some mobilization. There's some locations that people need to know about, and so let's get that information out.
Yes, we have all the way from the north end of St. Lucie County. We have drop-offs where you could drop your box off at Indian River Presbyterian Church at 25th Street in Virginia. They're going to be open, from the 14th through the 21st every day, but you'll have to check their hours. You can get on SamaritansPurse.org and check those. Coming south from there, we have Cornerstone Baptist Church, which is on Broadview, but it's right off Crosstown in Port St. Lucie. And then here on Cantor Highway, 1500 Cantor Highway, First United Methodist Church. That's one of our main, you'll see the semis there. They come there. And then as you're going south, Jupiter, the Harvest Community Church. That's another one where the semis are. That's in Jupiter on Pinnock Lane in Jupiter. And then coming on south for our listeners around on Penn Palm Beach Gardens in that area in the north end of Palm Beach County, Lighthouse Baptist Church, which is on Lighthouse Drive in North Palm Beach. And then further south, Oasis Church, which is out in Loxahatchee. And actually, boxes that come in from west, from Belgrade and so forth, can that's your closest there, Loxahatchee. There's actually one also in Okeechobee, First Baptist Church of Okeechobee. So your listeners are probably further out, but if you're not close to one of the ones I mentioned, if you get on SamaritansPurse.org, it'll tell the hours that you can bring your box. And the most important thing that I could say, that if you want to lead a child to Christ, you prepare three boxes, and that's what the numbers are. 35% are going to receive Jesus as your Savior. The rest get great gift that they never, you know, they never got before. But the main emphasis is leading children and their families to Jesus.
So, Karen, we should be able to add at least the web address and some general information, put that into our community calendar?
Yes, absolutely.
So we would love to do that. And so if you're listening, it's a lot of information to try to get. If you're driving down the road and you're not able to get a hold of that, you can call us here at the station. And I'm sure that Grossman's will make us some copies here so we can have something here at the front desk. And so if you want to call in, you can do that. But I think much easier, we will look to get this onto our community calendar so that you'll have the web address. And let's give that web address one more time.
It's www.SamaritansPurse.org.
All right. And this is fantastic, except Paula has said nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking. I think what really touches my heart is seeing these children receive the Lord. And
yes.
I was thinking about, we were at a distribution, and there was a little boy outside of the party, and it was in Uganda, and it was Malawi, and he came up afterwards, and he talked to one of the people, and he said, "I received Jesus." Mm. Now, he didn't get a box, but he got the greatest gift of all.
He got the greatest gift. Yeah. Praise God.
Every place we went, there's not enough boxes, and so they can only let so many in that are going to get a box. This young man was, they had bars in the, they don't have glass in the windows, but they got bars in the windows, and he was reaching through the bars and listening through the bars, about a 16-year-old young man. And because of the amount of boxes and the amount of children, we can only go back to the same area every 7 years.
Wow, so there's that much demand.
So there's that. So if you could do a regular size shoebox. If you have, you know, a lot of times we want to give more, you know, as Americans, we kind of eat more, give more. So, but if you want to do that, do more than one box, because the real thing is reaching the children.
Yeah.
It's not how big that box is.
Yeah.
The box of things that our children probably wouldn't be excited about, they're excited about.
Yeah, and,
But this box gets us into the country to be able to present the gospel.
There you go. And Paula, just mention, or Jeff, just mention what goes into that box real quick. Then we're going to close with prayer.
Okay. I think the easiest thing to do is if you go to SamaritansPurse.org,
you
can get a list of all the things that are accepted in a box and what is needed. You can also build a box online, so you don't even have to go to store. You can just build it, and they will take care.
Pay for it, and it's done. Jeff, would you just lift up in prayer? We have about 30 seconds left. Let's close out our morning
with
that prayer time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to be part Amen. Of your ministry, Lord, to
thank you, Jesus.
Children and their families all over the world. Lord, we thank you